This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and after seeing Hustlers, I'm determined to get a J-Lo bod. Step number one, Burger King drive-thru at 11:30 p.m.
Sounds right. Sounds accurate. I'm Brandi Posey, and sorry I can't remember your name. My brain decided to remember all the lyrics to this Jimmy's Chicken Shack song instead. You guys remember them? It's nobody
dramatic
does.
Pause. Jimmy's Chicken World.
I was
Chicken
looking
Shack.
At the words Jimmy's Chicken Shack, but my mouth wanted to say Jimmy World.
Yeah. I didn't know they were two different
things. That's happened to us many times.
Yeah. Yep. I'm Tess Barker, and if I was an astronaut, I'd probably spend most of the time complaining about how the snacks suck.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a cigarette?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady. Lady to Lady.
Astronaut ice cream. Is that
shots fired.
Really good?
I mean, that's one snack. Most of them would suck.
But that's like, and actually, to be fair, I don't actually know if astronaut ice cream is good, but I think it is just like.
It was like a fable.
And it's at the end of a boring museum.
Totally.
So you're like, oh, I get, this is my reward.
Totally. Oh, right.
And yeah, it feels like weird. Like when you're a kid, you like anything that's weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter if it's good.
Look how interesting I am. My ice cream doesn't have liquid.
Yeah. It's like how like kids like the Birdie Bots beans that taste like boogers.
Yeah.
We can't trust kids.
I like them. I like them. They're great.
Yeah. No, I don't think the snacks, because my snacks are like dips. Cheeses, hummuses.
Mm-hmm.
Just put some liquid in it. It's a dip, an ice cream dip.
You're in space.
Can you not put liquid in anything?
Eating raw garbanzo beans.
All right, let's bring in our guest. She's hilarious. She does comedy and music all over the internet. She's a one-gal band, Ali Spagnola. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. How do you feel about astronaut ice cream? What's your stance on
not
astronaut
to get too
snacks?
Intense immediately.
Yeah.
Garbage. It was like eating a sponge. How do you not remember that?
That's right.
I honestly don't think I ever actually ate it. I think it was the packaging that looked cool, but I was never privy to it.
That's telling.
Yeah. We should get some. Listeners,
I think you can only get it at museums, right?
I think so, right? It feels right. That's how you've ever seen it.
They've got to get somebody to the museums.
Yeah, let's pay somebody to go to the Natural History Museum.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not going.
Yo,
so.
If we have any docents listening right now and you want to send us some, we will tasty taste test astronaut ice cream on it.
I remember, I got it a few times and it was always, I don't know if it was always, but the ones I got were always Neapolitan.
Yeah.
So there would be like a chocolate, a vanilla, and a, you know, the
strawberry.
They'd be in separate?
Yeah.
No, it's separate sections?
No, it's like
it's one thing.
In three colors.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's like a chunk?
It's like a bar almost.
Okay.
Yeah, a three-stripe bar.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very chalky.
Yeah, very chalky.
Pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a worse version of a Lucky Charms marshmallow.
Very stale tasting.
Very stale.
Oh, Lucky Charms aren't good. All right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. You didn't miss
out. I'm not missing out on being an astronaut, so it's fine.
So good, astronauts.
That's probably why I'm not an astronaut.
I think so.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot. You have to have like multiple doctorates and be in shape.
It's a lot. And tolerate food like that.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. Right?
What's the payoff? Just seeing the Earth from above, like the fucking miracle that it is?
Earth
is
rapture,
that?
Yeah.
Is that, I
What's
guess.
What's the payoff? Seeing the Earth from above?
Having God's actual view?
Whatever. I have an iPhone background. I've seen it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. I never changed that. It's there forever.
Ever.
I did have someone say to me once, like, why do you go skydiving? I can just watch a video of someone going skydiving. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even going to talk to you on trying to go skydiving.
Yeah, if that's what it takes, then don't do it.
Yeah.
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 There are some things I'd rather watch a video of.
Like what?
Shark diving.
I was just going to say, I'm going shark diving this year.
Yeah. This year is 2019.
A year from now.
Okay. within the year.
I decided it actually on our bonus episode for our patrons.
Yes.
I just ran errands. Mm-hmm. And I like just talked about what I was thinking about, and I decided on that episode that I was going shark diving, and yeah, I'm going.
Is this like you're in a cage and they're around you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you can watch it on video.
Yeah.
I'll bring a GoPro.
We'll watch the video of that. I still don't trust them.
Yeah.
No, I don't trust the shark. I respect them, which is, I've grown with that.
This is why you don't like them.
Yeah. Exactly.
You understand they need their space.
You used to not respect sharks.
Yeah. Disrespected a shark. I don't like a shark.
The only shark I respect is Mark Cuban.
Hello.
Actually, I really have a crush on Robert Herjavec. Anybody? Mm. The other shark? All right.
Sounds familiar.
Is that
60-year-old dude?
He's old, but he's cute.
Okay. Is he like the hottest old guy is the Mad Men guy. He's like my standard for hot old guy.
Sterling? Yeah.
Is he like that?
Roger Sterling. Roger.
Roger.
No. Nowhere near that.
Slattery.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Well, he has money, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has money and he's cute. He always he's always game for the stupid things that people like pitch that he needs to get up and do, make himself look dumb. He'll always do it.
That's attractive.
Down to earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, was it you that also was recently attracted to Eugene Levy in Schitt's Creek?
Yes. Okay. I think he looks very good.
You know, funny is not an STD.
I think it's him without his glasses. Whenever he puts on his glasses, it's no good. But him without them is a lot better.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, his younger son.
Obviously, yeah.
Levy's very hot.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like that. It's just happening. I'm just attracted to him. I can't help it.
It could DeVito me.
Yeah.
Yikes.
She likes Danny DeVito.
I have a crush on Danny DeVito.
Huh. You would be the only one.
Besides Rhea.
Since coming out of the closet about it, other people have hit me up. I'm not alone.
Oh, wow. Is there a support group?
Honestly, we're pretty, happy about it.
Yeah.
Proud. Well, out and proud.
Yeah. I mean, no one's really coming for your man. He's all yours.
Exactly.
You know?
That's part of the appeal.
Yeah,
he's gettable.
This is why I had a crush on Fred Stewart in high school, because no one else did. He was all for me.
I think that's a part of my brand, too. It's like, well, she's not too hot that she'd do me. Yeah, that's...
People want accessibility. They want to feel they're like, you're unique. Like, you're quirky, and therefore I'm the one who likes you.
Isn't that weird? It's even if it is just, a celebrity crush or something, there is that element of, but they're too hot.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm, the poster child for the hottest chick that ever hooked up with a gross dude.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you get a lot of, because you have, a huge online following, do you get a lot of, people messaging, guys messaging you?
Yeah.
Just people messaging you stuff?
Yeah.
What do you respond?
Do you guys not?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
occasion.
Dick pics?
Yeah. I got a few.
Sometimes.
I got a dick pic that almost took me to 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Wait, have you ever told that story on here?
I don't know.
Can we talk about it or should we save it for the top secret session?
Oh, boy. Top secret. Yeah. Okay. Top secret session is better for this information. But occasionally.
I'm going to join your Patreon now.
Patreon.com/ladydelete.
Yeah. That's too much.
Yeah.
But.
It's been a minute since I got one.
It's been a minute. There was one guy who was sending around a black and white one to a lot of female comics at one point.
Yes.
The same one?
Yeah.
What do you guys compare dick pics?
Well, we all started kind of jokingly posting it and then realizing we were all getting sent it.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And he would be like, you're not funny. He would nag you and then send you his weird, the black and white situation.
Does it make it look bigger when it's black and white? What is that choice? Artistic?
Maybe it's more flattering.
It's more mysterious at least.
It was like a
real noir dick.
Right.
I'm picturing because you know how headshots used to be black and white? I'm picturing a dick wearing an old timey Letterman jacket, looking over his shoulder.
See, I'm picturing.
Which shoulder?
It's
just over your shoulder.
It's
like
dick
that.
Shoulder.
See, I was picturing one just up against the window with the shades just open a little bit, so the light is just hitting it.
Oh, that's
cute. And the stripe,
dramatic lighting.
Yeah, just put
soft
holding down one of the edges.
Yeah, I can't say I get a ton though. I say I probably get two dick pics a year.
I think it's also based on platform because I still Snapchat and that's a safe place for some reason.
Gotcha.
Right. You still, what's going on over in Snapchat land?
Because we
I think I'm the only one left. So everyone that's on Snapchat is watching me.
Are you TikToking?
Yes.
Yeah?
Like, a lot.
Yeah?
It's absurd.
TikTok's great.
I love TikTok. I feel very intimidated by the platform personally. I like
it's
watching
not really
it.
That confused. You mean like
no, I don't want to be a woman in my 30s TikToking unless I am doing it right, cuz people who are not, a 30-year-old that's doing TikTok badly is like the most embarrassing shit that I've ever seen.
Oh, but you'll still get like support and love, even like there are plenty of adults out there doing embarrassing stuff and the kids are still like, yeah, great.
That's why you got to go
for
it.
Yeah.
I think
for
that's
sure.
the, right, the best thing is you're like, if you fully put out your silly, embarrassing, dumb shit, then people be like.
I just like being, I think I really like being like a consumer of that one for now. Yeah. I'm really enjoying not being like, oh, I'm like in the fray of it now. Yeah. I like love watching TikTok.
What is it? The TikTok like format, or not format, but it's just like comments? People leave comments or what?
Yeah, it's like Vine, but longer.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember Vine? And it loops around, although there's like a tiny little pause in between, which screws up music. It's such a bummer.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then, yes, people can comment, and trends are like a thing. So someone will do one dance, and everyone will do that dance. And
yeah, it's like a living meme, kind of, which
yeah,
is kind
you sort of
cool.
like copy people.
A living meme.
My favorite one, I probably watched like 2 hours of this one night, where like it was the beginning of YMCA, and it would be you as the POV going into the refrigerator and getting some food, and then going in the other room. And right before a young man hit, you would throw it in your dad's face. Mm-hmm. And I watched like 2 hours of that. Just young man walk.
So these were different people throwing stuff at their dad's face.
Yeah, but like in that format,
right?
They're
right.
kind of jamming off each other. Yeah. Like someone does a good one, and then someone copies it. That's fun.
Yeah, that same chunk of music, the same thing.
Right. Huh. There's no such thing as copyright fraud on TikTok.
No,
it's just appropriating and recombining. It's pretty great.
That's great.
That is cool. It is like culture evolving in real time. You kind of get to see how everyone adapts something.
Yeah.
Or it's not creative BS, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I just remember having fun.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just shocked that there's somewhere where there's nice people on the internet. That's neat.
Well,
yeah,
that's nice. Mean people too, for sure.
Okay.
I think the reason that I'm doing well on TikTok is because it's not that great. Again, we're going back to like me not being that attractive, but my music is like whatever. I'm just sitting in my apartment. I'm just like playing a song. The kids are like, she's not that good. They're like, I could do this. They feel like a part of it.
Accessible.
I mean?
Yeah. That's cool.
That's like, so
don't
funny.
Be too
You're
talented.
Like, this is my success story. That's cool. I mean, you make so much stuff. Like how much time do you spend a day like making stuff, you know, content?
Pretty much every waking moment.
Yeah.
It's amazing though. It's super impressive.
That's cool.
Like,
thanks.
You write like 15 songs a day or so. I mean, that's what's happening in my head that I'm assuming.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's amazing. How many instruments do you play?
Piano's my main instrument, and then like I kind of picked up drums and guitar.
Cool.
And from there, everybody's just convinced that you can do everything.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
I mean, you can at least trick them from that point.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can play like a couple notes on the saxophone and then edit it well, so that works.
Oh hell yeah,
that's cool.
Casual sax.
So you play different instruments on top of
unprotected sax.
Basically.
So you're like Bert and Mary Poppins, like you play all the instruments on top of each other at once?
Yeah, I used to do that a lot on YouTube, but now, I've gotten away from that, but.
That's great.
I think that's how Beck started. I think he was like a one-man band. He was like a one-man band on like the Promenade, I think. It's like how he started.
Yeah,
he
has a hardcore Promenade vibe.
Yeah.
That said, as a lifetime Scientologist, I don't know that they would allow that.
Yeah,
he
true. He was born into it.
He's like Juliette Lewis.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know she was too.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Elizabeth Moss as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think about that every time. I talk to someone who can't watch The Handmaid's Tale because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, because it's about a cult.
Yeah. Mm. And she's like aware. Yeah.
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 Yeah, but it doesn't bother me when celebrities are saying, because I just assume like half of them are.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that I haven't like, I haven't looked into enough because I'm just too busy.
Oh, you haven't?
No, which I know it's fascinating, but I just haven't taken the time to.
Oh, just treat yourself one day. It is. Scientology is delicious. Oh my God. Okay, so can I do like an itinerary for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you should start with Leah Remini's show.
Right.
Because that's like going to give you your most like basic breakdown, and her nails are so good and she's so good. Like, that's going to be.
Is she a Scientologist or is this
former?
Someone? Okay.
She left did this TV show where she exposes the whole religion. And like, she's just such this badass East Coast Jersey chick. So like, she kind of is your point of view into the world. It's great. Then you go to Going Clear. That's more like
the documentary.
The documentary. Yeah. The, start there.
Yeah. I'm going to become one. You know if I watch these.
No.
That's why you're in the way away.
Watch an expose and then join.
That's why I have to. I'm just gullible. I have to stay away from everything. I can't get too close.
That's fair.
I did have that thought. Did you guys watch Wild Wild Country?
Yes.
I fell off of it.
Oh, I didn't watch all of it, but it's about a like 70s cult thing. Yeah, where they never really explain what the hell was going on, but there's just people like wearing red and doing
so
weird shit in Oregon.
You joined, obviously.
Yeah, well, I would have if it was of our time.
That cult, it was like wearing red, and then there was like 5 minutes where they were like, and there was crazy sex stuff going on.
Also,
anyway,
they poisoned the city point. Yeah.
They poisoned the city. They were poisoning homeless people. It was very intense. But before the poisoning homeless people part, I was like, I would totally join this cult.
Yeah, yeah. Up until then. And that's the thing about a cult. It's a fun club until it's a cult.
Yeah, sure.
Unless you're running it, then, you know, everything's dope.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, by the way, join my Patreon, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Kanye's got one that he's, like, starting, right?
Yes, he does, and I want to go to that.
No, stop.
No, Kanye has a church.
Oh, I thought you meant a Patreon. I was like, please don't.
I mean, he's going
to. Please don't ask for money on the internet.
I mean, he's going to.
What if he did?
Well, he started a church, which
Sunday
is basically
service.
A Patreon for your souls. So.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
They just bought a ranch in Wyoming or something. I think they're going to, like, move out the...
All right, I'm in. Let's do it.
Move the thing out there.
I was talking to my boyfriend about that. Like, he's probably making a compound for the end of the world. So I want to see a TV show based on a Kanye and Kim type couple who survives and, like, they have to restart society.
I feel like Ryan Seacrest is probably working on that for us.
Yeah. He's working on making it happen in real life, but not in the movie. The show.
The scripted version based on... Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Honestly, that's, like, a best-case scenario for Kanye, just like I feel like for Lindsay Lohan. Best-case scenario was her moving to Dubai. Great idea. Great idea. You know why she moved to Dubai?
Why?
Because it's illegal to photograph someone there without their permission.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've driven her there.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's our fault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, Allie, so you do, like, your Instagram is, like, mostly, like, you doing weightlifting.
Yeah.
Which I really want to do, but I'm so intimidated by it. I tried to do it, like, recently, and I just felt weird. You know, how long have you been doing it?
I don't know, like 3 years, but I mean, I still suck at it. I should put more like fails up so people like you don't like, I also look stupid and don't know what I'm doing most of the time.
Oh, that is encouraging. Yeah, so you need to do that with your, put up your half-assed efforts and so then I'll feel comfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the way you can be more accessible. Thank you.
It seems like it feels so good though, because when I've done it, I've really liked it, you know, but I don't know. I just got like, I was like, I don't want to do anything where someone's going to have to spot me, because I don't want to like have to deal with anybody. Mm-hmm. You know?
I've pinned myself before. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Like when you're benching and then someone else in the gym comes over to help you because it's very clear that you're like struggling.
See, I think that's just going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Don't bench press. I guess you just get through it.
Or I'll go with you.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what I was really trying to get.
That's fine.
Work on our way there.
Done.
It does feel or sound like it's very empowering, like knowing that you can lift heavy shit.
Well, and you leave the gym like feeling energized, whereas like when I used to do a ton of cardio, I would leave feeling wiped and awful. So I like it so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I really like that feeling of it. I think it's just like, it's what, you know, I don't know. It's so, I just am scared to like dip my toe in. And I started for a little bit doing it, but again, I was like, I want to do something where I'm just like, I was doing bench pressing and I'm like, I don't want anyone to be like looking at me and thinking they need to come save me. Don't try to save me.
Well, because it's different than just being in a Zumba class and you don't know the steps.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I can fake it till I make it all the way there. Yeah. I'm not worried about that shit.
Yeah. Just look at the hands.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I'm just like taking dance classes and being like, well, I don't know what the hell's going on here, but I'm trying it out.
Jazz hands will get you nowhere in weightlifting.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say that, what's his name? Oh, my God. How did I forget his name? He's one of the bad guys in Charlie's Angels. Weird guy.
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover goes to the gym by me.
Really?
Ooh. Yes. So if I want to go see Crispin Glover running on the treadmill, I guess I need to get back into it.
I mean, I think you should. And you should steal a piece of his hair and then smell it.
I know, his little like parted hair that's like sweating down the sides.
Does he work out without his hair up?
I'm just picturing it. I haven't seen him.
Is this just like a regular 24-hour fitness that he goes to?
No, it's like a local, just like small gym.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Do we think he sleeps in a coffin?
Maybe not currently, but at one point for sure.
Right.
During the day or night?
Oh, maybe day if he's doing a night shoot.
It's a naps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coffin naps.
He feels nocturnal. Yeah. I bet you he goes to sleep around like 5 a.m. most nights. Okay. Yeah. That's my feeling on Crispin Glover. Wakes up around like 2.
Seems nice.
Takes his time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go track him. We're going to go see what Crispin Glover? Oh my God. Goodbye.
Danny
we'll be
Glover.
Back. Danny Glover does. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Ali Spagnola.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. And we're going to ask you some questions to get to know you better.
Dope.
How do you feel?
Uncomfortable.
Okay, perfect.
It's just this children's chair. It's not you.
Oh, no, is it not good?
This wooden. It's fine.
I bought that chair at a Salvation Army. I had just gone through a breakup and I owned nothing.
No, it just reminds me of being in grade school. And that was an uncomfortable time for me.
Oh, yeah. Brings you back.
And we're asking you questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it a physically uncomfortable
time? Get up
I
in front of the class.
I just want these cool kids to like me.
It was bullshit that they used to make us sit in chairs like that all day.
Yeah. Well, I guess if it was comfortable, you would not pay attention.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Is that the idea?
And terrible lighting and eggshell walls.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if classrooms were like those movie theaters that have the reclining chairs. You could just take notes just sitting back like that.
You would totally just fall asleep.
I mean,
you guys didn't have any cool teachers that let you sit in beanbag chairs?
No, we didn't have
what?
No, we didn't have any beanbag
chairs. Oh, what? We didn't have beanbag chairs.
That's the California of it all, Tess.
Sorry, it was really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
It was great. You didn't even have like a little cozy corner for reading time?
Like,
I'm
when
sure
I was
those existed in the library or
kindergarten,
something.
But like,
oh no, several of my teachers had like beanbag chair options.
No, none of my classrooms did.
Well, I turned out to be a very structured person, so
yeah.
But you're well adjusted.
Wow,
yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay, this Allie. Game is called Who, What, When, Where, Why, and you'll get the idea.
Who, what, where, when, who, what. Where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, why?
Who do you look up to?
My mom. How many people have said that?
Not really. Well, we change the questions every time.
Okay. Yeah, we change them. Yeah. That's sweet.
But that's adorable.
Yeah, she's freaking fantastic.
Yeah, do you guys talk a lot?
Call her every day.
Aww.
When I make coffee. Isn't that adorable?
That is so cute.
You do? That's so cute. Oh, my gosh. You don't run out of stuff to talk about?
No, I don't know. We just... talk.
Well, yeah, when you talk that often, it's like you're like, it's the everyday thing.
And then she comments on the TikTok that I posted the day before, that kind of thing.
She give you notes. She's like, I think you could.
She's my number one fan. There's never anything critical. I can't do anything wrong.
Does she appear in any of your stuff ever?
Yes, I turned her into a pop star.
Ooh.
And the internet went wild.
Oh, that's amazing.
She hated it. She is like such an introvert and hated every second of it, but I like wrote a song in the style of Kesha for her and like made her sing talk it. Aww. And then like auto-tuned her. It's absurd.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Take a Sweater.
Oh my God.
That's so mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. That's really fun. Does she like show it all of her friends or do her friends have no idea?
No, my family's seen it because I put it on Facebook. And so, she got thoroughly embarrassed.
That's the best though. I love it when like people include, you know, comedy people like include their parents into their stuff because it's just such a fun like vibe. It's just like, sorry, you're getting thrown into this. You don't know what the hell's going on, but the internet knows you now.
It's raw.
It's raw.
It's very real.
You got that raw parent energy.
Yeah.
When Tom Green painted those lesbians on the hood of his dad's car.
What? What is this?
I was going to say when he made his mom use dildos to cook. But whatever.
It's raw. It's raw.
It's a raw dildo.
Did Tom Green like try to have a comeback or sort of, and it just didn't
I think he just stayed away.
He had a podcast or something.
He had a channel that was just his website, and he streamed.
He had a talk show,
and he like streamed his house like 24/7, and then, like sometimes he would like be sitting down and do stuff, and he was just like constantly just coming in and doing.
That's
things.
Such a great
so
idea.
He was a cam girl.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of always been a cam
girl. He's a joke boy.
Right? He kind of has that vibe.
Yeah.
How did he land Drew Barrymore?
Funny. It makes sense.
The same way that Eugene Levy's going to land you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Barbara Eugene Levy's lucky. Purely a sexual attraction.
Oh, you don't want to hang out with him? I would. I'm the opposite. Maybe. I would totally hang
out. I'm kidding.
You want to break Eugene Levy's heart?
It was a joke. She's telling a joke.
No, I would want to hang out with I would want to bang him and then hang out with Catherine O'Hara.
I always want to hang out with Catherine.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tom Green makes sense to me. Because I feel like Drew Barrymore, like, she's Hollywood royalty, grew up that way. She's probably around a lot of actors and stuff. And, like, a comedian is, like, a little more down to earth and weird. And, like,
and
you're not as caught up in that
shit. Rock star.
Yeah.
It's rebellious. It was like it's totally up her alley.
Yeah. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
An MTV show.
Oh, yeah.
He put his bum on things.
And it's the Tom Green show. It's my favorite show.
What happened to Glenn?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Glenn now?
I don't remember the show enough to know who Glenn is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't either, but.
Nothing. Was it stick? He was a stick with eyes.
No. Oh. Really?
No.
No. Glenn was like his buddy
In our memory.
Glenn was his buddy that sat at the desk, and there was another guy that was like in a hole behind him. Right? I think I'm right about that.
That sounds
what?
About right.
Now
we
I'm
could probably get them
Pee Wee
on the podcast.
Herman's Playhouse.
Yeah, yeah. I would love
Glenn and Hole Guy, if you're out there listening.
Yeah.
We'd like
have
to ask you five questions
maybe.
About your life.
Yeah.
Okay, Allie, what's the worst?
What's the worst?
What's the worst?
Okay. I guess, getting dick pics. Since we were on the subject before, it's kind of awful. I don't know why it's still a thing or people think that that's a good idea.
It's a really strange phenomenon. It's like when I've had one time where a guy was asked me for directions and was jerking off. Mm-hmm. And so it was obvious that he wanted me to see it. And that was part of the what got him off was just the me being like shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's just, that is, it's either like part of it's that part of it's like, they'll be in like, I know.
We'll hear more about that on our Patreon, but
I just hate that. It's like, it's clearly embarrassing on their part, but like somehow it never comes off as embarrassment for the dude.
Well, because their face isn't in it. Yeah, and I think it's a power move because you've already opened it.
Yeah.
They know that. They know they're assaulting you on like a low key way.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
you're
just in Starbucks and they're like bombarding you with their dick.
Mm-hmm.
We should get that started. Face dick pics. Like leap your face in, dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coward.
That should definitely
face.
Be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's, just like don't.
Have
at
you
all.
Ever? Yeah, maybe do you ever respond and say like fuck
no,
off?
No. Oh my god, no. Like I feel like my only defense is that like they don't
ignore.
Know if I saw
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Sometimes I just get angry and I'm like, why? I've been angry before and been like, why would you think this is okay to send?
Yeah.
Do they reply when you say that?
I think that I don't know. I've like gotten mad at a lot of men on the internet, so I can't keep them all straight.
Like, yeah, which one?
Yeah, which one did
thing?
I get mad at? But
I also think these dick pic guys in my head, they're sitting here like. They have a mailing list of like 200 recipients,
mm-hmm.
and they're just like mass mailing their dick to people.
Oh, maybe.
Well, and I think they're also like
less targeted, more like a casting a wide net.
I think so.
Yeah,
probably,
for sure.
Actually.
And there's also maybe something to like also being like threatened by talent or something that you did that was cool. And they're like, I need to put them in their place. They need to like know, but I still have the dick,
right?
You know, which is
it's like so 2008. Like, come on, really? Like, this is
seriously.
But and it's like this close to being funny.
No,
oh.
No,
yes.
No.
No.
Do you think that comedic dick pics like that's what they're doing? They're like,
I kind of
don't think it's funny.
I don't. Yeah,
there's not that men who are funny.
No, I don't think it's funny either. But I think they're thinking they're being like. Sometimes they think they're being like Tom Green. You know what I mean? Like I think.
Do they send
it
to their guy friends though? Like that's like it's funny to me if it's like if they were also sending it to their dudes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Then it's funny.
Whole mailing list.
Yeah.
Mom by accident.
Yeah. Because it's like the guys that I do know that like do get naked and do that kind of stuff. It's like they do it to their dude friends too.
Totally.
You know? And like they, I know they're like being funny.
Right. Yeah. If it's just like, you're my friend, you have to see this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like Bert Kreischer shows his balls literally all the time. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a genius.
Yeah. Exactly.
That fucking video he made, that dance video, it's so good.
It's really
I love him so much.
Yeah.
Hey, if you listen to the show, don't send.
Please don't.
Please don't.
I don't
you know
listeners.
You guys don't have to do that.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I never like respond to anything like that or negativity even.
Yeah.
Although I want to run this by you guys because you're hilarious and I need your opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to respond like for the first time to someone who was talking about the size of my boobs, which I made a whole YouTube video about it where I like took pictures of my boobs and then blew them up. I'm wearing clothes.
Yeah.
So they're like giant art, black and white artworks.
Yeah.
Like 36 by 36 inches. And so the idea is like, oh, my tits are huge now. You're welcome, internet. Because like so many times I get like comments about how small my boobs are.
Jesus.
And so I found a dude.
Yeah.
Like just one happened to say something about me having like a man chest. And I found like where he lives and like that he has a family and like a daughter and a son are like, yeah. And but he's like multiple times like insulted me on Instagram. So what I want to do is go hang my giant tits on his house because he wanted them bigger and shoot that. But also I'm concerned for my safety or maybe like ruining his marriage, which is hilarious.
Oh my God.
But I haven't done this yet. Then I'm the stalker, right? Because I tracked him down.
No, I get that, though.
So is this funny or is this bad?
I think as long as you stay outside, you're fine. Like, as long as it's, like, out in the yard. Like, I think, like, I'm picturing this almost like a teepee kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, you put it in his yard.
Yeah.
And then I agree that you shouldn't be on the premises. I think this is a job for a GoPro. So you plant the camera, like, in a tree.
Yeah, but how does he know? He's going to have no idea, like, what these are.
What it is.
Doing. Yeah.
It needs
to be like, hey, Kevin is not his name. You have a child, you have a 10-year-old kid that you're raising in a shit world because you're treating women like this. Don't do that anymore. Also, here are my giant tits. Like, that's the message of the video.
I love this. I will.
So
I was,
go for it.
I think you leave a note for the wife that just says, P.S. Your husband is a boob.
Ooh. Screenshots of his comment.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, he's going to tell her the truth because he's not going to want to think it's like him having an affair. He's going to have to be like, I messaged like insults.
Oh, yeah. I think, it's good. Maybe you make a paper mache thing of tits with his comments. So he knows. Oh. So he knows obvious where like it's coming that. From.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, here you go. These are the tits you want.
And you can get it delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I don't have to go.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Stay
not
your
going
ground.
Is, yeah, probably good.
Yeah.
But I have an idea for a TV show that I still want to make where I track down people who made mean comments on my not just my and other people's, but I want to make their dreams come true.
Oh,
because they're having
because they're hurt and they're being mean and they don't understand how hard it is to do stuff that we do to put yourself out there and to make stuff. So I want to show up at their house and be like, and I want to wear an elaborate like disguise, so it's like, and they're not gonna remember who the fuck I was. And all of a sudden, we'd be like, "It's me! You said not funny on my Comedy Central set." And they're gonna be like, "Wait, who the fuck is this?" And then I'm gonna be like, "We're gonna make your dreams come true," and then make their like music video or whatever.
Oh man!
So I think we should find out what this guy really wants to do, and we should show up and try to.
Yeah.
And you should jump out of a big thing of tits.
Yeah.
For the announcement.
For the announcement.
Oh, that's great.
I think that's pretty funny.
And then at the very end, this is the whole, like, this is how it all ends, is that you put on whatever his dream is, you put it on the internet, and then it's you and him reading the comments together, and you're like, see, bitch! And that's
so it doesn't end on a happy note.
No, so it is a bitter, it's a very long way to go to be petty.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That last part's really important.
Yeah.
I'm getting like Queer Eye vibes, which I liked, but I like this even better.
Queer Eye, but then it ends on a really,
but you gotta like dunk them in the end.
Petty note.
You still gotta rub their face from their shit. Yeah, of course. 100% in.
More makeover shows need to end with like intense regret.
I think so. With a personal vendetta.
Yeah. Solid. Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm going to get one more question in here.
Let's ask one more.
Where do you go next?
Oh, dear.
This could be metaphorical.
I would like to be the co-host on a TV show where we prank people that have commented on it.
Yeah. Let's pitch it.
Greenland.
Yes.
We have the show. We're ready to go, I think.
Yeah. I mean, this is the pilot. We're just going to shoot. We're just going to shoot this pilot.
Ooh. Yeah. They should be elaborate ways to get them in and then.
No, I mean, I based it on a guy who's like, I looked him. He literally wrote "not funny," and I looked him.
Who hurt you?
I tried to find him, and I'll just show you his fucking the thing that he had posted because there's no way to like describe it. I looked at his like Instagram, and he had posted the cover of a single or like an album that he'd never made. I could not find any sign of, but he was like, "It's coming out soon." And then I was like, "Well, this is what we do." I go find this guy, and we make DJ Ruckus.
Oh wow!
From some to nothing, featuring the hit single "Ladies Night."
Oh my god!
And then like, look at just everything about this.
I mean, I kind of like "From Nothing to Something" as the title.
No, yeah. That's what it's called.
Of your show. Yeah. Of the show.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's the name
of
the show.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, there's the show name.
Featuring the hit single "Ladies Night," and the only thing I could find of it online was one clip of him on his YouTube talking into his like shitty cell phone going, "All right, Ladies Night's coming out soon." I'm like, that's all.
You know, the definition of a hit single is that you can't call it that until it's out.
No, yeah. You don't know it's going to be a hit, you know? Yeah,
it's got a chart.
But we would like make it. We would do like a release party and like hand it out on Venice Beach and stuff like that. I've got big ideas for DJ Ruckus, all right?
So. Then you're like, not a hit at all. Everyone hates your music. This fucking sucks. Stick to comments.
It's how to get these guys back. If we started following, we could do a whole dick pic episode. You know?
Oh my god, that's the whole thing. But it'd be hard to track them down.
Well, no, people not that you would think that, but I don't think so. And unless you could figure it out.
I mean, the first guy I went for, easy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can sleuth.
Yeah, they're not smart enough.
All right, we got some business Hollywood phone
also,
calls to make.
I have one last thing to say about dick pics. Mm-hmm. We like dicks because they're attached to the rest of the man.
Yes.
Nobody is looking for a dick a la carte.
No.
That's it.
Dick sans brain.
Nobody wants a dick sans
that's
brain.
That's a dildo. That's fine.
Yeah,
we can go purchase one.
That. Yeah.
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 Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We'll be back.
Hey, we're back on Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Allie.
Hey. Yeah.
And we're going to answer some advice. If you want something you need us to solve immediately, 100% correctly on this podcast, email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
And here we go.
Okay.
Dear ladies, you're amazing. I love your show, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Yeah. Appreciate
did she write blah, blah, blah?
She did. Yeah, no, she wrote
did.
It.
Oh, sounds like.
I was like, do you always blah?
I was like, she was complimenting us, Babs.
No, she wrote that. So, but really, you were all incredible. Thank you for existing and being hilarious.
Aww.
Here's my problem. You get it. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Here's my problem. I'm a grad student who's finishing up her coursework and getting ready to begin the fieldwork/internship portion of my educational journey. I have only 1 year left. So naturally, I'm a broke-ass bucket of stress with some anxiety sprinkled on top. I recently decided that I can make some extra money making solo porn. I quickly realized that it wasn't lucrative enough to matter financially, but I've become hooked. I think it has to do with the attention as well as the deviant/taboo nature of what I'm doing. My problem is that if it were to be discovered that I'm doing this, I would definitely be fired from the profession that I'm in grad school for. I wear a mask and use geo-blocking so no one in the states or countries I choose can access my content. I oscillate between feeling excited to feeling like I'm doing something wrong, likely a result of my Midwest Christian upbringing. It feels like sexual self-exploration, but am I just rationalizing? Am I making a terrible mistake? Any advice would be much appreciated. A grad student. Ooh, I mean, obviously we can't tell you what, you know, to do here.
It
but
sounds like
it's
you're
a tough choice.
Being safe and how you're blocking yourself.
Well, you're safe, but like the thing is, guys record those all the time. So those videos can end up anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So someone who was watching your feed could record it and then put it on YouPorn or something. Not that I've ever seen any of those videos, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, she's blocking your face.
She's blocking her face. Yeah.
And also, you can't tell someone, like, stop taking nudes because, like, your nudes leaked. It's not, that's not her problem. I think she should not feel bad about this at all.
No.
Yeah.
I think she seems to enjoy it. She's considering her professional life. You seem to be doing it safely. It seems to me, just from, like, the read of that letter, that her concerns seem to be a little bit more based in, like, judging stuff than, like, actual ramifications.
Well, I mean, she said she would lose her career.
Well, the real problem is she's not banking on it, because then she wouldn't have to worry about her real career and then keep doing what she's passionate about.
Yeah.
So figure out how to monetize better.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You know, I will say, this is, like, not that funny at all, but it's a pet peeve of mine. People talk in stand-up a lot about, like, why would you pay for porn? Porn is free. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't pay for porn anymore. And it's like, you should pay for porn.
You should.
Porn should cost money. Like, people not paying for porn is causing, like, a whole mess of problems.
Yes.
And the people that do that deserve to get paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody that makes artwork deserves to get paid.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, join their Patreon.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or what's the one the porn stars have now?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Yeah.
Hit up. So you need to start an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Yeah, because then also the risk to reward ratio changes. And even if she wants to continue with her day job, I think you're going to feel more excited about doing it because the reward is a little bit higher.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I understand where she's coming from, though, because it is like, I don't know, the more you put out there, the more risk that your peers who you know are going to find it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think you do have to just go through the motions of, like, are you truly, and I don't think you will because you are putting out the precautions, but it could happen. Yeah. So, like, are you okay with that? And I know that it's not your fault how they judge you, because that is fucking terrible and they shouldn't. But you have to, like, be okay that someone you know could see you, you know, naked or in a vulnerable position. And that's tough. That's, like, tough to come to terms with.
It's not vulnerable. It's boss, especially if she's building a business around it. Yeah. I don't think she should all be shamed. Mm-hmm. And, I guess that might be a part of it, though, that's why she's into it, is because she does oscillate between, like, that Christian upbringing and then, like...
Right. You know,
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of putting it behind a paywall, because I think that's going to make it harder for anybody to know to find you anyway, and then you're making money off of it. Maybe, I don't know if there's any, like, safeguards or whatever once you're as a part of a service or whatever as well. But yeah.
But like Fab said, they could easily screen cap that and repost it.
Yeah, for sure.
But maybe it reduces the chances a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does. And, like, you know what? I mean, I've done it. I've been out. I haven't done, like, cam girl, but there is naked stuff of me out there somewhere that I was very careful, like, with my face or something. But I don't, it's like, I don't know. It hasn't come back yet, so it's fine.
Yeah. The thing is, there should be more naked pictures of more people online.
Well, that's the thing.
Like,
who gives a shit?
We all see bodies.
Yeah, we're realistic. The thing is, we live in a day and age where we all send these photos to each other, and it's out there. And, like, it's insane that people don't respect that sex work is real work and that you should be allowed to do whatever you want with your body.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that, like, you know, maybe if someday these get out there, maybe people will be slightly more evolved as far as how they think about this. Or everyone's already, I think really the realistic thing is that all of us are going to be naked on the internet at some point.
Yeah, that would be neat.
That's probably
this is like Andy Warhol in 2019.
Everyone's in the future, everyone will be naked for 15 minutes.
Basically.
I mean, I have always, we should just have a day. We should have like a day that's like the finale of Hair.
Yeah.
Where we get out there.
There
it is.
I love that. But there's like a sheet in the way, so it's kind of obscured. It's fine.
Exactly.
Hair day.
Oh my God, I'm really into this.
How fun would that be? And just put it out there. You know, we all just have fun and be out there.
Yeah.
Well, and also, don't deny yourself, because if you stop doing it and you really want to be doing it, you're going to keep doing it. Like, if it's getting you off, or if you're into it or whatever it is, like, you're going to keep doing it. So you might as well just...
I think the chances of her getting caught are pretty low.
I agree.
Yeah.
And she likes it. I do agree, Allie, that she should be making more money.
Yeah. There's definitely a way to monetize it for sure. For more. And like, I don't know if you saw it or not, but like, Whitney Cummings has had a thing recently, and obviously she's a comedian. She's not in whatever field you're going for, where she had like a nipple out
on
and
Instagram.
That was great. I love that.
And some guy tried to fucking extort her for it. And she was just like, oh, cool. Well, here's the picture. Cool. Here's my nipple. And then like, it turned into a beautiful, empowering moment.
That was awesome. Yeah. I can't pull with a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He was like, how much will you pay for me not to post this?
It's like, fuck
fucking
off.
Jack shit. Like every human being, I have a nipple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stories out
except
there.
Except those of you that don't, and that's fine too.
Exactly. That's also fine too.
Yes, there are people that don't have nipples. But absolutely. Like many human beings, I have a nipple. And then, that's also another thing that I think is so sexist is like, there's a lot about this, but the idea of like female nipples being more salacious than male nipples. Because like, I'm attracted to male nipples. So I would say that a topless man is as sexual to me as someone who's attracted to women finds boobs.
Yeah. Right.
So why are the boobs more taboo? Like, if I see a topless
Tess is getting horny out there all the time.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why? Is it because, like, you just get so horny, you're going to fall into a puddle?
Well,
like,
I just can't hold on to it. Oh, God, I have no self-control. Just all the titties are everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen, sound like. I saw all Jesse Metcalf topless at Runyon.
I don't know who that is, but...
Jesse Metcalf, let me Google a picture. He's kind of like very early.
You don't have one in your personal. No,
no. It's all Danny DeVito.
It's not your background.
He was on like Desperate Housewives or something.
Oh yes, I know he is. Okay.
Anyway, I saw him topless. He's very attractive. Topless at Runyon, and it was pornographic. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then you just want his picture.
Yeah. And then you just want about
you
your day.
You owe him some money.
Yeah. Exactly. And I just kept hiking.
Yeah, you Venmo'd him after that.
Exactly. This was a cigarette emoji and $5.
See, that is how, that's what dick pics should be. It's like, send me a dollar and then an emoji.
Send me a dollar because you found me attractive, because I turned you on.
I think
why don't
nice.
You just send me some money instead of your dick?
I have so much respect for people that put in their like Twitter profiles, like their Venmo or their Amazon wish list, because I'm like, those people are getting like surprises.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to do it. I'm doing it next week.
Do
I'm
it.
I'm going to see what happens.
Do it. Can I help you build your registry?
Oh, should we? I want to build a Venmo though, because I just got rid of stuff, so I want money.
Yeah, okay.
I want straight up money.
If you guys want a Venmo,
can I put money on an Amazon wish list? I could do gift cards.
Yeah,
yeah, do Amazon gift cards.
Maybe like a couple gift cards for like California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Tess just wants a free dinner.
This was really a hungry.
People do that on Twitch streams. They'll like,
yeah,
you can send pizza to someone who's like playing games online.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. You get to see someone enjoy it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. That's a good way to hit up strangers.
Yeah.
We want your money. We don't want your dick.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know what
else
to say.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to the show, everybody. Thank you for sending us your lady problems. As always, it's so interesting to hear, you know, what everyone's got going on.
Yeah.
And thank you, Allie, for doing the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to send in some lady problems now.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, yeah, please do.
Absolutely.
You're all over. Is there anything specific you want to like plug or anything like that? Do you have anything coming out?
No, our TV show. As soon as
our TV show. Actually, from something to nothing. From nothing to something. I already
nothing
fucked up the name.
Nothing to something.
Nothing to something. Look for it.
And then back
on
to
YouTube.
Crackle,
2020.
Maybe.
July. Yeah, Crackle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Streaming.
Quibi. Coming out soon, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Wait, we're heading over to the Patreon right now.
Patreon.com/ladylady to hear my.
I'm
oh
so
God.
Excited.
I think I've talked about it though, but it doesn't matter. Let's just do
we'll
it.
Talk
it's a
about
good
it,
story.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems.